This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden opened his first formal news conference with a nod toward the improving picture on battling the coronavirus, but he was pressed immediately on thorny issues like immigration, voting rights, and the U.S. relationship with China. Biden doubled his original goal on COVID-19 vaccines by pledging the nation will administer 200 million doses by the end of his first 100 days in office.
I know it's ambitious, twice our original goal, but no other country in the world has even come close, not even close, to what we are doing. I believe we can do it.
On immigration, the president said that most of the migrants who are coming to the U.S.-Mexico border are being sent back, except for children. He said his administration is working to ease delays so children can be released from government custody to sponsors as soon as possible. On North Korea's missile launches, Biden said the United States is consulting with its allies and hopes some form of diplomacy can begin, but it would be conditioned on Pyongyang's denuclearization. The president also said he plans to run for re-election in 2024. European Union leaders are meeting to look for ways of ramping up COVID-19 vaccinations as a spike in new cases grips the continent. AP's Karen Chamas has details.
The 27-nation region is looking for a solution to a shortage of doses amid a surge of new infections, a feud with the United Kingdom, and internal quarrels. Less than 5% of the EU's 450 million residents have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Meanwhile, Danish officials decided to continue their suspension of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine for three more weeks, while they continue evaluating the vaccine.